This is Bob Inyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.
Warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Crosstalk America is a radio program, airs on VCY America, and it's been on for many years. Vic Eliason, Ingrid Schluter, and Jim Schneider. I've been on that program. American Rights Alive's Brian Rohrbaugh has been on that program. And their producer slash co-host, Ingrid Schluter, has linked to kgov.com in the first sentence of an article she's written, a short article, on George Tiller's murder. And her article is titled "The Work of Dr. Tiller's Hands." And she starts out by saying, "Click on this link to see what Dr. Tiller's clinic offered." And when you click on it, it goes to kgov.com, and something that perhaps is unique on the internet, we have photos from inside George Tiller's abortion clinic of a baby that the baby's mother later named Tess, little Tess. We have pictures of the baby with her mother, with her father, after the baby was killed, in a grotesque memorial with the parents smiling, but then the mother later repented of killing her child. And she wrote about that, a handwritten short note. And we have all of this at kgov.com. And when we post today's program, we will put a link to this. It's in the gallery on KGov, but as of this very moment, the gallery is not published. But we will publish this link, so later today you will be able to see these photos, see this letter. And I'm going to share this with you now, but I'm going to begin with Ingrid Schluter of VCY America, Crosstalk America. She says, "Click on this link to see what Dr. Tiller's clinic offered. You could kill your baby, and then mommy and daddy can pose with the corpse for memorial pictures." And she writes, I, Ingrid, am in my 28th week of a high-risk pregnancy, and Tom and I are working with the doctors to try to make it to 34 weeks so our baby girl will be okay. I need to pause right here and to ask for someone on the staff to mail a CD of American Right to Life's Life of the Mother to Ingrid Schluter. Would someone please do that? Go Google Ingrid Schluter, get her address at VCY America, and mail to her. Thank her for today's post, and mail to her American Right to Life's Life of the Mother CD, which is, I believe, the most stunning talk given in the last 100 years. And it is so powerful, instructive, and I think will be a tremendous blessing to this mom, Ingrid, and to moms like her all over the country. If you haven't heard American Right to Life's Life of the Mother CD, you have to hear it. It is extraordinary. You could call American Right to Life 1-888-888-ARTL, and you could even get it from Bob Inyart Live. Let me continue. I, Ingrid, am in the 28th week of a high-risk pregnancy, and Tom and I are working with the doctors to try to make it to 34 weeks so our baby girl will be okay. To see these barbarians grinning with the corpse of the baby girl they just had killed is beyond words. We are in a new dark ages, friends. In the wake of the Associated Press's eulogy of the great Dr. Tiller yesterday, I wanted you to see the work of this mass murderer and judge for yourself just what it is we in America have legalized. Babies, I am so sorry. And she concludes, additionally, the heartbreaking letter from the mother in the photo says it all. Thankfully, she repented of this murder of her daughter. Ingrid Schluter, Crosstalk America, VCY. Ingrid, thank you for posting that link to this KGov gallery with these photographs in an article titled Wichita Memorial. And I'll talk about that in a moment. When we send that CD to Ingrid Schluter, could you please either suggest that she go to American Right to Life to look at the vigilante worksheet there, or send her a printout of this worksheet, because I hope to get to that later this show or later this week, an extraordinarily powerful worksheet to explain why is it okay to use lethal force in a park to save a child, but why is it wrong against an abortionist? Lethal force in a park to save a child is justified. Why is it wrong against an abortionist? Fascinating worksheet at American Right to Life. And once again, leadership, biblical principles, teaching coming out of American Right to Life, teaching that is desperately needed around our country. Okay, now to the kgov.com gallery. By the way, KGov, that's the home on the internet of Bob Enyart Live. The program you're listening to right now, I am Bob Enyart. Our phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. If you appreciate this program and you've not donated to us, please consider giving, because we have no budget behind us. We have no large fund we could go to. We have only a handful of donors who help keep this program on the air all these now 18 years. So we need your help, 1-800-836-9278. Our website, oh, and by the way, you could donate or you can order some of our Bible study materials. The Plot book, My Life's Work, An Overview of the Bible, our Bible study albums, our DVDs, fascinating DVDs, from politics to morality to theology to debates with atheists and evolutionists. You'll love the Bob Enyart Live resources when you start enjoying them. So please go to our website, kgov.com, click on the store, or call up. We'll talk to you about what you're interested in, and we'll let you know you could subscribe, get a DVD once a month, or a Bible study album once a month, or a CD of sermons once a month, or books on the Bible, or debates with atheists, or strategy for how to end child killing in America. Just call us, 1-800-836-9278. What you're about to hear is from the gallery at kgov.com, and it's titled Wichita Memorial. Wichita abortionist George Tiller, and we may have to modify that to say late abortionist George Tiller, offers a memorial service in his facility after he performs a partial birth abortion. And he offers this for partial birth abortion because other forms of abortion, the baby would be dismembered. And it's pretty hard to show mom and dad their baby ripped to pieces. So while he was doing a partial birth abortion, in fact, it's still legal to do a partial birth abortion, and it's even legal to do a textbook partial birth abortion in many circumstances, and you could find out about that, the partial birth abortion scam, 15 years, $250 million raised by pro-lifers to pass a law that never had the authority to stop even a single abortion. And Dr. Dobson has now even admitted that, saying that ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, unquote. You can find all that at American Right to Life's homepage, AmericanRTL.org. Okay, so George Tiller offers a memorial service in his facility after he performs a partial birth abortion. The mom and the dad in the pictures below paid Tiller a few thousand dollars to kill Tess, their baby girl. A pro-life sidewalk counselor had failed in her effort to dissuade the mother from entering the abortion mill, but did succeed in giving her address to the mom. Afterward, the mother and the pro-lifer corresponded and became friends. In that way, the pro-life community obtained these photos. We at KGov.com, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have decided to share with our listeners the mother's pain and the photographic proof of the depravity of abortionists in hopes of furthering our battle against legalized child killing. And here's the first picture of the mother with her beautiful little girl who's been killed just a half hour earlier, laying in a memorial pose, and the mother with her face down next to the cheek of her baby girl that she just paid to have killed. Little Tess in swaddling cloths with a beautiful rose, a teddy bear, and a picture of Jesus. This is stunning. These pictures are stunning. All implements to soothe the guilty conscience of the parents who have just killed their unique and precious daughter. And then there is a close-up photograph of next to the baby, there's a rose. And there's a picture of Jesus. And you could see the little girl in the close-up picture. It's just absolutely devastating. The mother's confession, and here is the handwritten note to the pro-lifer whose name is Sharon from the mother, and we've crossed out the name of the mom. She writes, "Dear Sharon, thank you for listening. Here are the pictures of Tess. I feel so bad for the smiles on my face in some of the photos. I was in shock. By no means am I happy. To me, Tess was beautiful because she was my daughter. I left the somewhat naked photos out because they are pretty graphic, and I'm also ashamed of letting someone make those horrible marks on her body. What kind of mother am I? I let that butcher slash her up. I was supposed to protect her. Now all I do is miss her. Thanks again." And mom signed her name. And you could read this at kgov.com. You'll see the actual handwritten letter from the mom to the pro-lifer who tried so desperately to save little Tess and to save the mother and the father from becoming the killers of their own child. We at KGov.com, Bob Enyart, Will Duffy, Doug McBurney, and the crew, are very thankful that the mom has repented of her terrible crime. Now we pray that the father repents and that both ask Jesus Christ to forgive them for their sins. The next picture is the dad leaning over, and it appears with his face just 2 inches from the baby girl that he just paid to have killed. And it appears that he's, well, let me read you the text. In the above picture, the little girl's daddy is giving her a teddy bear, perhaps for her to play with in George Tiller's incinerator, which he uses to economically dispose of the bodies. Tess's mouth and nose are twisted. Hillary, Hollywood, homosexuals, and humanists support this, called partial birth abortion. George Tiller used a forceps to pull Tess's legs through the birth canal and then delivered her breech, but stopped just before her head came out. He pauses at that point to first kill her before delivering her all the way. Why? In a condemnation of America's Republican U.S. Supreme Court, he can kill her with impunity while her head is still within the mother. But a few inches further, and he exposes himself to the crime of murder. With her head still inside, and Tess moving her arms and kicking her legs, Tiller pierced the back of her neck with a sharp instrument and then inserted a vacuum to suck out her brains. Now dead, he collapses her skull and only then removes her from the protection of her mother's womb. Then there's another photo of the mom cradling her baby's head. The mom, who here cradled her baby's corpse, paid to have her daughter killed because why? Why? What was the daughter's crime? She had cystic fibrosis. So this girl was not perfect. The Aryan race, the Germans, they would have killed her because she's not genetically pure. She's handicapped, so she deserves to be killed because, well, everyone knows we're not about to sacrifice for our own children. We want kids who are going to make us happy, not kids that we're going to have to take care of. So the mom, who, again, we're so thankful that she has repented of killing her own child, the mom cradled her baby's corpse, the mom who paid to have her daughter killed because she had cystic fibrosis. Tess now has a sister born in early 2000 who also has cystic fibrosis, but the precious little baby sister was spared and not executed for her crime of being sick. The crime, and then we have a link to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation website. The crime, Tess had, now why was she killed? Why did George Tiller kill her? The crime, Tess had cystic fibrosis. A leading website, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, states, quote, the most common CF symptoms are very salty tasting skin, persistent coughing, wheezing or pneumonia, excessive appetite but poor weight gain, and bulky stools. So that was the crime for which our country defends killing innocent children. That is the crime for which our government, including the federal judiciary, which is overwhelmingly Republican, 60% Republican, nominated by pro-life Republican presidents, and they keep this kind of slaughter of children legal. The U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 justices were nominated by Republican presidents, and it is solidly pro-abortion. And they keep the slaughter of children legal. One child was just killed during my last three sentences. Then there's another photograph. And in the photo, you could see just part of the mom's body, her legs, her hands, and she's sitting looking at her baby, who's on a half-moon-shaped table with the flowers and the picture of Jesus and the teddy bear. Above, note the wedding ring on mom. Many a mom who kills her baby is married and financially well off. Of course, a poor, single woman who kills her baby commits no less of a crime than a wealthy one. In the Old Testament, God condemned the wicked who sacrificed their children, killing their children as an offering to the god Molech, who promised them happiness if only the parents would kill their child. With all man's progress, not much has changed in 3,000 years. Please fight to stop the murder of unborn children. Please fight to recriminalize abortion. please use your influence in some way to warn your community to stop killing kids. Signed, the staff at kgov.com. And so with this program, sometimes we put out messages to individuals over the air. So with this program, I'm asking one of our webmasters at kgov.com to resurrect the KGov gallery. A while back, we gave a facelift to KGov, and when we did so, we did not publish the KGov gallery with about 100 extraordinary photos. This article has about a half a dozen of those photos. And so the first part of the gallery we'll put up, and hopefully we'll get that up quickly within a day or so, will be the Wichita Memorial for George Tiller. I wonder if we should rename this the George Tiller Memorial so that people Googling, thinking they're finding his memorial, will find this. And if you have a website, if you post, we'll do that, okay? We will rename this the George Tiller Memorial, and hopefully people will find this, the work of his hands, when they Google to look for some kind of eulogy of this child killer. Now, how much time do we have left? I would love for us to talk about this extraordinary worksheet on American Right to Life's website. This is powerful. This is what the pro-life movement so desperately needs, but what it has lacked for so many years generally. There are many in the pro-life movement who understand these principles, but the national groups don't seem to understand them or be able to explain them. So there are some who advocate killing abortionists, and pro-lifers say, well, that's wrong to do that. We're against that. So many of the pro-life groups, all they said in light of the murder of George Tiller is, well, we want to give our sympathy to his family. That's sort of insufficient. You know, he's a mass murderer. When people found out Hitler was dead, did they grieve? Did they mourn? I mean, most of the Germans didn't even grieve. When Saddam Hussein was executed, did you grieve? Did you mourn? He's a mass murderer. He slaughtered tens of thousands of his own people, filled mass graves. Did you mourn? Now, I know there are a lot of people who hate George Bush more than they love the Iraqi people, and so they hated the fact that we deposed Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was a mass murderer, tyrant, slaughtering his own people, systematically filling mass graves, and he needed to be brought down to be killed and to have his government toppled. So that was all just and righteous. And the French were against it. And rather than pandering to them here at Bob and Yurt Live, we suggested telling the French that if you guys start to slaughter your citizens, we'll come over there and we'll invade Paris. Forget about Baghdad. But of course, here in America, we slaughter our children. We slaughter our children, as does most every country in the world, except for the Muslim countries, for the most part. Grave tragedy. And by the way, why do they not? Because they're benefiting from the leftovers, from the remnants of Judeo-Christian morality. They're benefiting from the remnants, the leftovers of Judeo-Christian morality. Like atheists who have good morals, they're benefiting from the Christian morality they inherited from their culture. But after a few generations of atheists or fewer, if they're in charge, morality disappears. There is no sexual morality. There is no financial morality. There is no morality based on the sanctity of human life. It's all gone. And of course, the regimes that murdered people by the tens of millions have been atheistic and evolutionary in the past century. So American Right to Life has the guts in this flood of we're so sorry what some extremists did, American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. Joe Riccobono, the president of Colorado Right to Life, was on Channel 7 News yesterday. Is that the ABC affiliate in Colorado? And he said, we do not condone the murder of George Tiller, but we are thankful that he will never again kill another child. And American Right to Life has stated that. We do not condone the murder of George Tiller, but we are thankful that he will never again kill another child. So that's on the homepage of American Right to Life. And if you've not gone to the American Right to Life website, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? One of the most significant websites in the nation, not to mention in the pro-life movement, although I just mentioned it, one of the most significant websites in the nation, and it has a dozen powerful resources on that one website, and the latest of which they have now published, while they've been using this and distributing it for since their inception, they've now published this at the top of their homepage, and it's the Abortion Vigilantism Worksheet from American Right to Life. Lethal force in a park to save a child is justified. Why is it wrong against an abortionist? And then there are questions, and there are instructions for filling out the worksheet, and it's something you can do. You can go to this, you can print it out, take a pen, and get a cup of coffee, and sit down in your living room and read this worksheet and circle the answers. And the instructions say that by American Right to Life's understanding, the correct answer to each question appears as the first choice. These are multiple choice questions. So this is not an exam. It's not a quiz. They're not trying to trick anybody, but it's a teaching tool and a research tool. And what I plan on doing is going through these questions on the air in the aftermath of George Tiller's murder. I plan on going through these. And it will help if you take the time to go to American Right to Life's website and click on the Abortion Vigilantism Worksheet and go to the bottom and click on the printer-friendly version and then print that out. Print that out and take a pen, pencil, answer the questions yourself, and then when we go through them on the air, you could either just listen through the discussion or you could call in and talk. And I pray that we will have a very significant discussion of the principles, the biblical principles involved in self-defense. And then if self-defense is justified, why is it wrong to kill an abortionist at church on a Sunday? Why is that wrong? It'll be fascinating. Our website again, kgov.com. Please help us stay on the air. 800-836-9278. And in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school.